Old Harry's Game by Andy Hamilton, starring James Grout as the Professor, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, Claire Skinner as Hope, and Andy Hamilton as Satan. With me I have Sir Alex Ferguson. Sir Alex, the new year brings another 3 points for Man U, but still the same old Roy Keane. What's your view on that controversial flashpoint just after half-time?
Well, it's ridiculous. I mean, Roy's just a victim of his reputation just now. It's getting to the stage where he can't even challenge for the ball.
The ref is saying that Keane went in with a definite intent. What's your view?
Well, I don't really want to comment, I'm afraid, because I didn't see the actual incident itself.
So you didn't see the iron bar?
Well, I know that some of the players are alleging there was illegal use of the iron bar, but I didn't see it.
Well, we can show it to you now on the video monitor, and as you can see, the replay does seem to suggest that Roy Keane produces an iron bar and cracks him on the back of the skull.
Well, I think it's one of those challenges that looks worse because of the camera angle.
OK, we can see it again from a different angle. You see? And in goes
Master,
Keane.
Master, what are we doing here?
You'll see.
And down comes the iron bar.
Well, yes, OK, there is contact, but the lad's gone down a little too easily for my liking.
Right.
In my opinion, he's definitely made the most of it.
He is dead, though, isn't he, Sir Alex?
Well, so I'm led to believe, yes. But I notice nobody's talking about the penalty we should have had in the second half.
We are here, Scumspawn, because Death's obviously been here very recently and I need to have a word with him.
Can these people see us?
No, Hope. You see, we're demons from hell and you're dead, temporarily, at least. So we're all from a different dimension, which makes us invisible, which is just as well when you consider how repellently ugly Scumspawn is.
Yes, I could start a bit of a stampede.
Yeah. Death's obviously moved on from here, Scumspawn. Let's try the canal. It's New Year, so it's a peak time for suicides. Right, can you see any sign of him, Scumspawn?
No, just loads of empty shopping trolleys.
I don't think you're ugly, Scumspawn.
Oh, I am, miss. I'm covered in 11,426 warts.
But you counted them.
I was bored.
Oh. Yes, but underneath all your warts, you're not an ugly person.
No. Beneath all his warts, there are more warts. He's just layer after layer of warts, which is why you should never use a towel after him.
Exactly what will we do if we find Death?
Well, we will point out that due to his crass incompetence, you were taken 64 years before you're appointed out, and we shall demand that he accepts liability and restores you to the land of the living. Otherwise, you'll be hearing from our solicitor, Peter Carter Rupp.
Has that ever happened before? You know that a dead person's been restored to life?
Well, there was Jesus, but, I mean, he was sort of the exception that proves the rule, really, you know.
Oh, and there was Lazarus, wasn't there? He was raised from the dead.
Nah, Lazarus wasn't dead. He was just feeling sorry for himself. Man was a hypochondriac.
All he had was a cold.
That's right. Only being a man, he called it flu, you know. Now, you know, Scumspawn, I have an idea where Death might be lurking. Hold on tight to Scumspawn, Hope, because this will be a longer, faster whoosh. Told you. Yeah, Kate, you didn't get whiplash.
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
Welcome! And there's just so much excitement in the studio because it's time to find out which of these young people is going to be chosen for fame and glory! What's this?
Oh, it's the new latest talent contest reality show thing in a prime time Saturday night. Big hit.
Right, which channel? ITV?
No, Al Jazeera. It's called Pop Martyrs. Yeah. See, all these kids are competing to be chosen as a suicide bomber.
Pop Martyrs?
Yeah, there's a rival show called the Fatwa Academy. But I prefer this one. It's a bit brassier, you know?
Yes, although career-wise, I'm not sure Davina McCall should have agreed to host it.
Yeah, well, she finds it hard to turn stuff down, doesn't she? I mean, now, if we can just bear to watch this, Death should be putting in an appearance pretty soon, I reckon.
Well, Professor, this has got to be one of the most humiliating punishments Satan has ever visited upon me. Well, yes, I know he's turned you into a blue bottle, but you like that sort of thing. You've got that revoltingly upbeat personality, which means you can always find the positive side to an experience, whereas I tend to dwell on my problems. And as I'm currently standing stark naked beside this pool of crocodiles with my body painted in black and white stripes, so I look like the rear end of a zebra, I am not surprisingly starting to feel a little bit down. No, it would not cheer me up if I whistled show tunes. Another thing, how come I can understand the buzzing? Go on. Well, all right. I'm sure there might be such a thing as racial memory, but I can't accept that I was a blue bottle in a previous life. That's just... Oh, my God. The crocs are on the move. Look, now, Satan said they weren't ordinary crocodiles, but they look like ordinary, bog-standard, gigantic Nile crocodiles. Yeah, I reckon Satan was just winding me up. Like the time he told me that Jeffrey Archer had been imprisoned. Now they'd never have caught my old mate Jeff. He's too clever. That's like saying they caught old Johnny Aitken or Peter Foster. No. No, Satan's definitely winding me up. These are ordinary crocodiles, just ordinary, huge, ugly...
Watch it, stripey arse.
...talking crocodiles.
Well, Pop Martyrs was a waste of time. I felt sure death would show there, but... Oh, I know where death might be. Now, do you recognise this room, Hope?
It's the Oval Office.
Yeah, yeah, the place where the world's most important decisions get made, if you don't count Rupert Murdoch's toilet.
It's quite exciting being here, isn't it? All the history.
Yeah, yeah, just think, Scumspawn. You are standing on the very spot where Monica Lewinsky knelt. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about the vulgarity, Hope.
Really,
it sort of comes with the goat's ass. You see, now, death spends a lot of time here in the White House because it means it can get advance warning of which countries are going to benefit from America's next humanitarian mission. And here comes some action.
I don't understand, Rumsfeld. Why have we got problems?
Well, Mr. President, because latest polls show that the credibility of your campaign against Saddam and his weapons of mass destruction is being undermined by your inability to say the word nuclear.
The word nuclear?
No. You see, Mr. President, we've been over this before, haven't we? It's nuclear. The E comes after the L.
Rumsfeld.
Now, I'm sorry, Mr. President, but your inexactitude reinforces the popular perception of you as an ignoramus. You didn't understand a word of that, did you, Mr. President?
No, I was just nodding my head to be polite.
Okay, Mr. President, I'll take you through it more slowly.
There's still no sign of death, the great Plonker. Where's he got to, Scumspawn, eh? The lazy great... Lazy. Oh, that's it. I'm overlooking the obvious spot. Okay, well, we are here because this is one of death's very favourite hangouts. There's just down there, you see, is Britain's top accident black spot.
Yes, I can see all the wrecked cars.
Yeah, yeah, you see, this spot has got that lethal combination of an underlit road, a hidden bend, and a country pub run by a man with a big red face.
Oh, I can see him.
What, the red-faced publican?
No, death. He's lurking in the bushes. There. See?
Oh, yes. I can see him in the grey cloak with a hood and holding the big scythe.
Oh, that is so clichéd. I mean, you know, I can't believe it. Anyway, doesn't he know it's brown this year? All right. Scumspawn, you stay here and look after Hope while I go and sort death out. Back in a bit.
Be careful, won't you?
What did you say?
Be careful. Only death looks quite scary.
Right.
But you've seen death before, Hope, surely? When you were killed...
Maybe. I don't really remember much about it, apart from a big, fast, blurry train bearing down on me and a voice shouting, "Oh, brilliant, now I'm going to be late for work."
Don't worry about me, Hope. Death can't hurt me. I'm not alive. Not in that sense. I just exist eternally, never-endingly.
Right. Until the last great battle between good and evil, of course, as predicted in the Book of Revelations.
Yes, well, that is predicted, but then Revelations was written by the Apostle St. John, who is, frankly, a bit of a weirdo, isn't that right, Scumspawn?
Oh, yes. He just stands around in the saints' enclosure and shouts at invisible people he reckons have been going through his stuff.
Yeah.
You have saints in hell?
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, a lot of those martyrdoms were suicides that were covered up by the family so they could claim on the insurance, you know. They'd come home, find the body, quickly nail it to a cross, and then say some passing heathens did it. And it was... Are you OK? I mean, you've gone a bit pale.
No, it's OK. I'm all right.
Yeah, I probably needn't have gone into quite as much detail. I could have left out the nailing, maybe. Sorry.
No, don't worry.
Well, you sure? OK. Well, look, I'll go sort out your return ticket, as it were, so to speak. Back in a twitch of a pointy tail. Tra-la.
Well, Hope, I can safely say that I've never seen Satan be gauche before. He's not usually shy with women. Usually he just tortures them. Although, I think a lot of that's just insecurity.
I'm sure you're right. It's very good of him to go to all this trouble for me.
Yes, I must admit, I haven't seen him go to this much trouble for someone since he organised that big bar mitzvah for Sir Oswald Mosley.
Didn't know Oswald Mosley was Jewish.
No, well, he wasn't, but he is now. Boy! Boy, did he holler! And you should have seen his face when Satan started up that strimmer. It was priceless the way he... Well, I'm sorry. I probably needn't have gone into quite as much detail as that. I'm sorry. Could have left out the strimmer, maybe. Best sit down before you faint.
Oi! Oi, Death! I want a word with you, you useless git.
I know you. You're a Satan. You strayed a bit off your patch, haven't you? What can I do for you?
Well, you see, it's like this. Actually, I hope you don't mind my saying this, but I don't remember Death being Welsh.
Oh, well, he isn't, is he? Not your original Death, but I'm not him, you see.
You're not.
No, I'm an agency Death. You know, Death felt he needed to modernise, you see, to increase efficiency and update working methods by promoting excellence in line with best practice.
He's modernised.
Yes.
You mean he's buggered up the whole system?
Correct.
Oh, no.
I mean, he meant well. I mean, let's face it, the system wasn't particularly efficient.
Yeah, tell me about it.
He called in some consultants.
Oh, the fool.
And they advised him to break the operation up into regional franchises.
Regional franchises?
Yes, I'm the Welsh Death. They call me Die the Death.
No, they don't.
Oh, hello. Here come my pickup. Two brothers. Job lot.
I'll drive you home.
Are you sure?
I drive a bit better when I've had a few. Right. You know, I'm more relaxed.
Oh, I love it when they say that. The other one I love is, I'm okay at driving at this speed because I'm a local. I know the road. Now, if you'll excuse me, duty calls.
Yeah, can I just ask you, you see that rather lovely, dignified woman in the bushes over there in the Salvation Army uniform?
What, next to the big wart-covered goblin?
Yeah. Yeah, well, was she one of your pickups?
No, not one of mine, boyo.
Right. Only whichever Death picked her up was 64 years premature. And on top of all that, somehow she got sent to hell, even though she's committed no sins at all.
No sins at all?
No.
What, not even at the office party?
Not even the getting smashed on Bacardi and shagging the bloke she didn't really fancy. No.
Blimey, she is special.
Yeah, yes, she is. And it's not fair what's happened to her, and, you know...
If it's a formal complaint you're making, you'd best talk to Death himself.
Well, that's what I've been trying to do. I've been hunting high and low, and I'm getting very angry and very purple.
Well, I could get him for you on my mobile.
Your mobile?
Yeah, his number's on my favourites. Oh, no, hang on, that's the betting shop. Here we go. Death. Yes, ringing for you.
Oh, cheers.
Oh, I'll be back in a jiff. Just got to make my pickup.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, thanks. Ah, hello.
Thank you for ringing Death. If your call is a general inquiry about the true meaning of Death and its place in the great cosmic unknowable mystery of existence, press star now. If you're inquiring as to the whereabouts of Death's sting, press star now. If you're calling about a premature death, yeah, press star now. If you're a licensed agency death,
oh no, wait, that's the one I wanted. Oh no, now I have to wait the old bloody thing to go around again. Now.
It's surprisingly good fun being a blue bottle. And this compound eye is amazing. It's got 4,000 lenses. It's like being in an enormous multiplex with 4,000 screens all showing the same feature. And right now it's showing Thomas sucking up to those crocodiles. Oh, well, let's buzz down and have a listen, see how he's getting on.
And obviously, you chaps being so bright,
yeah.
You'll have worked out that I'm not a zebra. In fact, I'm not zebraed in any shape or form, in fact. No. I'm a foul-tasting, bony, grisly human.
Human? Oh, damn. I'm allergic to human flesh.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah, I like it, but it doesn't like me.
No, I'm the same.
Oh, God.
I am forever checking labels for may contain traces of humans.
It's a pain, isn't it?
Yeah.
I have that with shellfish, you know? I mean, even if it's a tiny little bit in the... You're winding me up, aren't you? Yeah. That's it. You have a good laugh. Go on, have a good chortle, you pair of primeval, overgrown handbags.
I'm not sure he should have said that.
So I'm afraid when I did finally get through to Death himself, he got a bit defensive.
I see.
Basically, he said he never throws any back, as he put it, because he feels it would lead to endless appeals and tribunals, you know. It's this whole compensation culture. It's got Death very nervous, you know.
So I'm staying in hell, then? Oh, well, there are worse things, I suppose.
Well, no, there aren't, actually. I mean, that's rather the point of the place. You know, hell's very much a worst-case scenario. But look, I was thinking, there is one last hope. One avenue we could try. Heaven.
Heaven?
Yeah, we could take your case to heaven. I mean, just because you have to stay dead doesn't mean you can't be saved.
But, sire, they won't let you into heaven.
Well, I know I'm slightly persona non grata there, Scumspawn, but we don't have to go inside. We can just drop Hope off at the gates with a little note or something.
But,
you know?
Sire, he'd go bananas. You don't belong in heaven.
Well, I used to. I used to be an angel with the most fantastic golden wings. Oh, you should have seen me, Hope. I made the angel Gabriel look like a diseased gnat. And my halo was so luminescently bright that all the seraphim had to wear goggles for health and safety reasons, yeah. I was beautiful. Hard to imagine, looking at me now.
I can imagine it.
Can you?
Yes, I'm sure you were a beautiful angel, until your rebellion against God.
I'm not sure if rebellion is a useful word in this context. I think my objective was more like a thorough internal review, you know? A bit of thinking out of the box, a spot of imagineering, left-field stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Not really, no. Do you?
Eh?
Well, it doesn't sound to me like you're being very honest.
Doesn't it?
No. I think you're lying to yourself.
Well, I'm a very good liar, so I'd probably get away with it.
I mean, you're not facing up to the terrible thing you did and how you've suffered for it.
No, listen, I'm fine, right? I'm cool about it all. I mean, yes, there was a bit of initial post-traumatic stress, you know, but no, I'm fine, really. I am fine. Why are you fidgeting like that, Scumspawn? Do you need the toilet or something?
No, it's just, I mean, we're creatures of hell. How the hell could we ascend to heaven? Oh, it can't be done.
Well, admittedly, it's not something I've previously tried.
But, it's just impossible, sire.
Well, I know. What if I try clicking my hooves together three times and saying there's no place like home?
Oh, don't be silly, Master. It's...
There's no place like home. Well, talk about a long shot. Just goes to show, doesn't it? It's always worth taking a punt.
It's extraordinary. Yeah? This is heaven.
We shouldn't be here, Master.
Oh, relax, Toto. Right, now the pearly gates are over this way, as I recall. Come on, follow me. Wow, the old place has certainly changed a bit. I don't remember all this barbed wire, for a start. Or CCTV cameras. You know, I think the Almighty might have retreated into something of a siege mentality.
Yeah, well, he's always had that paranoid streak in him, hasn't he?
Yeah, true. That's what makes him such a smiter. Are you all right, Hope?
Oh, yeah. I was just looking at the size of those Rottweilers.
Oh, yeah. Well, it looks like St. Peter's got a bit of a problem with crowd control.
All right, everyone. Calm down. Look, you're all safe, so just bloody relax, OK? Now, one at a time and no pushing in.
It's not as orderly as I'd imagined.
Nah, well, people have lost the art of queuing, haven't they? It's the same everywhere. It's the me generation.
I said don't push in.
But it should be me now.
I've been waiting ages.
Calm down and wait your turn.
But I'm the next in line.
Listen, love, I don't care if you're the Queen Mother. Oh, you are the Queen Mother. Sorry, but look, you'll still have to wait your turn, OK? Now, calm down, the lot of you.
Oh, my God, there are demons here.
No, it's OK, it's OK. We're just three righteous mortals who died at a fancy dress Sally Army and Demons party. If I can just squeeze through to the front, excuse me, it's St. Peter. Could I have a word?
Just take your ticket and wait for your number to be called, OK?
My face is my ticket.
Listen, I'm... Oh, crikey. Satan? What are you doing here?
It's all right, I'm not stopping. I'm just delivering someone who was sent to hell in error, and so I'm rerouting her accordingly. So thanks very much. I'll just leave her with you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Whoa, there. I can't accept a delivery from Satan. It's more than my job's worth. What if he gets here about it?
Well, the longer you argue, the more likely that becomes.
Excuse me, young man. How come these people in the fancy dress costume get to push in?
Yes, all right, Your Majesty, in a moment.
People have forgotten how to queue. That's the trouble.
What, when did you ever queue, you privileged royal...
Listen! Satan,
no,
listen.
No, you listen. The thing is, she shouldn't be dead. She shouldn't be damned. She's owed some recompense, so you take her in, OK? Cheers, Pete, you're a rock, mate.
I'm sorry, I can't strike any deals with Satan. I'm a saint! I've my reputation to think of.
Oh, yeah, your reputation, yeah. St. John and St. Andrew and St. Paul and the rest of the lads, they often discuss your reputation.
You mean they're all...
In hell, yeah. They're always talking about you, you know, about how you came to be the first bishop of Rome.
Yeah, well, I was the founder of the Christian church.
I know, and that was a great thing to found, wasn't it? It was especially great for Rome, of course.
Yes, but it was just where I happened to be, you know.
Yeah, right, yeah, yeah.
And in many ways it seemed the perfect place, you know, culturally and geographically.
Of course, good infrastructure, an easy place for all those pilgrims to get to.
Well, exactly.
And so many good hotels, you know, run by hoteliers. Mm-hmm. Hoteliers who used to show you their gratitude, didn't they, with certain recreational facilities? Tell me, what is the Latin for call girl?
I deny that. Deny it totally. Completely deny it.
Now, where have I heard that before?
You're wasting your time, Satan. You can't blackmail me.
OK, fine, fair enough. I'll just be off then. Oh, Judas sends his love, by the way.
Judas?
Yeah. Yeah, he's always talking about you a lot as well. Or rather, yelling about you. Yeah, incoherent stuff, mostly, about how it was supposed to be 130 pieces of silver, but 100 went missing, I don't know, something like that.
All right, bring the girl through, but make it quick.
OK. Excuse me, Mum. Hope, I've got you in.
Fantastic. Oh, well done, my prince. We better go now.
Yeah, no time to lose. Hope, off you go.
So, this is goodbye, then?
Yeah. Goodbye it jolly well is, hey, Hope.
It's been lovely meeting you, Satan.
Well, that's the first time anyone said that to me. and hopefully the last.
You've been very kind to me.
No, let's get this clear, OK? I did not do it for you, I did it for me. I just like things to work the way they should, that's all. I'd have done the same for anyone else, frankly, wouldn't I, Scumspawn? Stop crying, Scumspawn.
I hate goodbyes.
Oh, look, please, Hope, just go now, OK?
Well, goodbye, Satan.
Goodbye. You know, like as if I care.
Goodbye, Scumspawn.
Bye.
Can we just let this lady through, please? Come on. Thank you.
Well, there goes Hope.
Nice girl. Reminded me a bit of the Professor.
Yes, except with smaller, more exquisite hands. Oh, come on, Scumspawn. Time to go home.
Don't try and push in again, goat boy.
No, Mum. Sorry. You know what really bugs me about the Queen Mum?
What?
Well, she's dead, and yet still she's marvellous for her age.
So, what you're saying is that, basically, you blackmailed someone into heaven.
Yeah, got a pleasing moral ambiguity to it, doesn't it? Right. I rather like that. Did you enjoy being a blue bottle?
Oh, well, it's interesting for research purposes, you know. Not many scientists have had the experience of softening excretia with saliva and then eating it.
No, aren't you lucky?
Yeah.
There's one mystery maybe you can solve for me now. Why do blue bottles just fly in circles around light bulbs?
Well, they like what they know, you see. I mean, very conservative insects, blue bottles. The light bulb represents a constant in a fast-changing world.
Ah, right. You all right, Scumspawn? You're blissfully quiet.
I'm missing Hope, Master. She was nice, wasn't she?
She was all right, for a soppy girlie.
Well, it sounds to me like this woman you know, located that little streak of humanity that you try so hard to hide.
Yeah, did you like Beat the Clock with Bruce Forsyth?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, then rearrange these words into a well-known phrase or saying. Bollocks you talking on.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I haven't finished yet. Sanctimonious, you get smug. Now, just see if you...
See, please, just get it over with. Come on, do it.
Excuse me. Thomas, can you keep the noise down, please, mate? You're not the only soul in torment.
But I can't take any more. These crocodiles are playing mind games with me.
Oh, no, you're not, are you, boys?
Oh, as if we would.
No way.
Heaven forfend.
They keep coming right up to me, opening their enormous, cavernous jaws full of hundreds of teeth, and then closing them again.
What? Well, we're just yawning.
Oh, no, I'm doing it now, see?
No, I demand they rip me to pieces.
Be patient, Thomas.
It's this waiting. It's just unbearable. It's the worst kind of torture.
I know. Isn't it just... See ya.
Come back!
Oh, don't forget what I said about keeping the noise down now.
Please!
Oh, that's terribly cruel. Hope will be very disappointed in you.
Hope will be very disappointed in you.
You know, I meant to mention, sir, she left her tambourine behind.
Oh, right.
what shall I do with it?
Well, I think you'd better give it to me, you know, and I'll find somewhere to burn it, obviously. You know, I won't keep it or anything. No. Now, if you'll excuse me, Prof, it's New Year in the world of men, and it looks like they're going to celebrate with a nice global war, so I'm just going up to...
Oh, New Year, eh? Deborah and I used to have great parties in New Year.
Really? Yeah, yeah.
You know, loads of friends waiting for the midnight chimes to sing Auld Lang Syne.
Oh, good, yes, that drunken Caledonian gibberish.
It's a great song. It's all about appreciating the people who've gone and the need to remember them. Oh, I get it. You feel threatened by that in the light of recent events.
Well, what is he on about? Hey, Scumspawny talks drivel, doesn't he?
Does he?
Yeah, I think you mean he does. You got those two the wrong way round.
He does.
That's better.
It's the melody of Auld Lang Syne I love.
Don't even think about singing it.
For Auld Lang Syne, my dear.
Stop that.
For Auld Lang Syne, we'll take
said,
a cup of kindness yet. For the sake of...
He just never listens, does he?
Old Harry's Game featured Andy Hamilton as Satan, James Grout as the Professor, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, and Claire Skinner as Hope, with Michael Fenton-Stevens, Felicity Montague and Philip Pope. The programme was written by Andy Hamilton and produced by Paul Mayhew Archer. Thank you.